It's difficult enough treating any disease, even more so when it's a disease whose diagnosis can't be confirmed.
Gulf War illness is grouped with illnesses which are called symptom-based syndromes. That is, the criteria is based on symptoms rather than an objective test. An ill Gulf War veteran comes to our clinic, and the typical physical examination is normal. The standard scans, such as CT scans of the brain and MRIs, are normal, and yet they are sick, and they suffer greatly.
Dr. William Meggs with the Brody School of Medicine at ECU. He's been leading a study since early 2011 of Gulf War illness, believed to be caused by chemical exposure during 1991's Operation Desert Storm, including insecticides and sarin gas from Iraqi stockpiles. The study seeks a treatment, as well as a blood test that can confirm the illness, which might streamline what can be a scattershot method of treating a veteran's symptoms.
Some that are not taking any medicines are taking a multivitamin, while others... We have one veteran who has been prescribed 19 pharmaceuticals to treat the symptoms of Gulf War illness, and many are on 6 or 8 or 10 medications. Looking at our data, we know that those receiving many medications are just as sick as those who aren't taking any medications.
Dr. Meggs' study hopes to bring some manner of simplicity to diagnosing and treating Gulf War illness. As far as diagnosis, rather than an if-then situation, if the veteran served in the first Gulf War and displays symptoms of chronic fatigue and pain, plus neuropsychological illnesses, then he may be suffering from Gulf War illness. That question could be replaced by a blood test searching for markers to indicate the presence of Gulf War illness.
What we're looking at is some natural substances in the body that are elevated when there is neuroinflammation taking place. And by neuroinflammation, we know that there are two pathways to produce inflammation in the body. One is the immune system with the white blood cells, but nerve cells themselves can detect the presence of foreign materials and respond with an inflammatory response, and when that happens, certain messenger molecules are increased in the blood, and those are the ones we're looking at.
And if the treatment portion is confirmed, it could greatly streamline the treatment of Gulf War illness.
And the treatments we're looking at are two generic medications which reduce inflammation in the brain by targeting a type of cell called a microglial cell, which is a cell that's involved in the immunity of the brain to infections. But if it's inappropriately activated, it can lead to symptoms.
Dr. Meggs' study is looking to bring about 20 more veterans into the study, which had been slated to end this year but will continue into 2015. The study is a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. A veteran takes a pill for 3 months, a washout pill for a month, and then a different, though visually identical, pill for another 3 months. One contains an active ingredient, one does not, and neither the veteran nor Dr. Meggs knows which is which. They may know soon. Dr. Meggs expects the results on the veterans who have completed the study will soon be unblinded, meaning some of the encouraging, though subjective, results obtained so far might soon come into focus.
We've also had veterans who have not responded to either course of therapy to the extent we would like. But we do have veterans who come back and say, well, I just finished this 3 months. I don't know if I was taking the active substance or the dummy pill, but I don't care. I want to be on it. And my wife said, you'd better put me on it.
Dr. William Meggs is the chief of medical toxicology and a professor of emergency medicine at the Brody School of Medicine at ECU. I'm George Olson.